kishois melons that have been planted in offsets in a flower pot chamber that it's not been perforated. Barehi kitlusha.
Okay.
And therefore it has the status of being it's not like it's been tulusha.
No, what do you call it? You don't have to give money to it, huh?
Correct. It's detached from the ground.
Makabel tuma
kishayach like other foods. Going shul hakishos makabel tuma v'nitma. It's susceptible to kabbalas ha'tuma because it's not attached to the ground,
right.
And it came in contact with water, and the nitma. Oh, and guess what happened? Now the melons became tummy. What is halacha? V'igdila hakishos bi'otzit v'yotzach chutz la'otz. And then it went outside of the pot. It grew so gross as a gross. It went out of the pot, the not to the not of hakak, and it leans on the ground. Tohira hakishus kula shem shemash yotza chutz latzitz. This that the
yoynek
may reach hakarko shetanka. This is nourishing
Wi-Fi.
The dina can pull the hakarko. Shem kabul tum v'yafa ma'ash. Besuicha art even what's in the flower pot.
Nimshach
achara shayrei v'chodesh v'yoynek v'nanda minamina noite luchutz.
Okay.
The hakishus kula chashuva kibukuberes the hakarko. The nitada mitu ma'alim lasuk din shesilim. Tameim shesom like shesilim's like plants that you have been that have been detached from that have been replanted. Tameim the tame you have shesilim like little plants that tame that's detached from the tame. Shesolam you replant it when you replant the plant. Okay, Maita Amar Rishim Shem is Mamativa Litaher. I don't understand this.
Mayana
Shalakish Shem Sachos is Litaher Mitumasa Ella Tame. I disagree. I disagree. El atam b'tumasai masha b'sich otzitz nisha b'tumasai. What's inside his tummy? K'moy shahayot was v'hatayach el masha hois v'achrekin yasu chus otz tahu hu 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 v'yei tahu v'yei achel.
So he says the stuff outside is tahar.
Right. So inside is tahar. Let's see if it's inside.
It's tummy. The stuff inside is
tummy. Here's the kishos. She's not to be otzitz.
I don't think we have to look at the pictures. I think it's very...
He said, "Achel yakisha shahigdil royes yakarka olam."
It's not even touching. It's just royes.
Right. Derechel zayyeni haskisha kukul yakarka olam and nasim kukul yakarka. The male, the god zach, we come to. Okay. This is Tana Kama. This is Tana Kama. The Rishon is no. He makes it bottom line.
Only the bottom line. Only the part outside.
And what's inside is tar.
Right.
Good. Chaz mishnah inside. Stop the whole mishnah. Kisho shen shenit shenitar b'otzitz v'higdil of yotz and the chutz of yotz it's the higher is the mitar amar rebi shemay mati v'shlita why is it tar elah hatame whatever is tame bitu masai v'yatah
ha'yachot
v'yatah ha'yachot that's the mitar is going to be tar nishma yot clay galalim utensils that are made from the waste of animals that have turned hard
clay adama.
Earth, which is
what is it called?
What?
The one that's made out of dumb, it's called...
clay.
It's called something else.
What's it called? Clay.
We keep on talking about it. Earthenware.
Earthenware. Shashadosh and Yehoyim Lot says, Kvala Manush, and my Machshim El Azroim, the Kabutoma Elohim, again Azroim, how you to lose no detached from the ground. Shainim Machubad Makarka, we have a Mayim, him to lose from the Karka, the Mayim was supposed to be detached from the ground. Okay, Tzvedinim. They had Tzvedinim in Heksha Tuma, the Eichel has to be
told.
The Mayim also has to be told from the Karka. This is the Mayim, the word is Machshir Zera. The Mayim has to be detached from the ground. The Mayim is still attached to the ground, and it's something that's not going to be machshir the zera lekabel tuma, okay?
No.
Right, you know that.
Kvar lemanu, b'mseches machshir and she'ena mai machshir and esazroyim kabel tuma elam and esazroyim em telushim. If the telushim
detached, the zera must be detached from the ground.
Okay.
She'ena mechubadim lekarkas, the mechubadim lekarkas, we have a mayim him telushim and lekarkas. Likewise, the mayim
has to be polished
and lekarkas. V'loikesh avayim mechubayros shichun mechubayros. But if the mayim is in the bor. What?
If they're in the mikveh, they can't be metamish.
Good, nish good.
Which to say in the bar. Which to say in the lamed
sheyesh kelim shadinim ki mechubanim lekarka. They can then have this kelim. Mechum lekarka in amayim shabachem machshim mechum kabutum mechinim lezroim shabachem mechabum lehershutum. They are utensils.
That is
mechum lekarka. If a food falls in to this utensil, it's not kutsitar. And if there's seeds or food in this utensil and water falls upon it, it's tar. Mechum lekarka. It's like golem. Kalim has seen meat, soya, bakar, from waste. So I'll tell you why. If you were to plant in these utensils an object, if you were to plant in these utensils a plant, a flower, it would ultimately have a root. Has not been hardened. The word nitzrifu means it has not been hardened in the kiln, in the furnace.
Why is it saying that it wasn't dried yet?
Because
I would say it was dried.
It's not called attached to the ground anymore, because once it becomes hard, once you finish off the utensil by hardening it in the kiln, it becomes a complete utensil and it's no longer porous.
So why is the clay golem?
Because clay golem it's soft, because the clay golem even though it dries, there it's porous. It's so porous that if you were to put water in these utensils, the water would ultimately drip out.
Yeah.
And if you were to plant a plant in these utensils, the roots of the plant would penetrate the walls of the utensil, because the clay glolim are soft. Okay?
Okay. So what does it make a difference whether it's soft or not?
Because the point is, when there's water in the utensil, and there's food that fell into this water while it's in the utensil, the question is the food hukshar lekabel tuma? We have just concluded mayim can only be machshir zera.
Right.
What are you doing?
I don't know. See something. Why is it buzzing? Why is it buzzing?
Yeah, notification. I know why it's buzzing.
Well,
I'll do it later tonight.
Oh, you did it already, huh?
What?
Huh? Is this it? This one? Oh, it's 7:41. It just came in. It just confirmed it. Okay.
See how you have over here a utensil, and you have the utensil is porous.
Yeah.
So that's the point. The point is, if the utensil is porous to the degree that if you were to plant something in this utensil, the root would penetrate the wall of the utensil, that means it's porous. Thus, it's called mechubar lekarka. Anything that you put in this utensil is considered to be touching the ground. If you have a utensil, and the utensil is porous, anything
porous
you put...
Porous means wet.
Porous means holes.
Okay.
Pores.
Okay.
Pores, that there are openings.
Go ahead.
The water is going to seep out through the little openings. The root of the plant is going to penetrate the wall.
It's connected to the wall.
So it's considered in halacha.
It's considered part of the ground.
Connected to the ground.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right in the Mishnah. Assuming that the Shalot is true, but the Kirshan. So therefore, the utensil, Kledar means it's a utensil that has not been put there, it's made from earth, but has not been hardened in the hot air, in the heat.
Is there holes in it?
No, there are no holes in it.
Okay.
But even though there are no holes in it, until you take clay and you put it in the kiln, it remains porous.
And it's considered that it's connected to the ground. The roots
can penetrate. You plant a flower, the roots will penetrate. They will penetrate the base, the wall. And the roots will go outside the wall. Even if it's not perforated, therefore, shafilu einam nikuvim, even if the walls are not perforated, dinam kinikuvim, we treat it in halach as if it's perforated. Okay, so what is the halacha? Einam machshir mas zroim. Im gadlu b'hem zroim. If you have plant a flower growing in this pot and it gets wet, the plant is not hukshar lekabel tuma. Einam lekabelim hechshir tuma lefish idim k'muchum lekarka. V'chein likewise mehagishamim shenaflu l'soicha kelim halalu einam machshir mesakroichim l'shinim l'soichim lekabel tuma. If there is water inside these utensils and then food falls inside of it, the food is not hukshar lekabel tuma, because a condition in order for a food to be hukshar lekabel tuma is it must come in contact with liquid that has been detached from the ground. and the liquid in the utensil is not called detached from the ground. Because the utensil is mechubal lekarka. Why is it mechubal lekarka? Because it's porous. Why is it porous? It's made from the tsoyas or it's made from adama that has not yet been nitraf the kivshon.
Yes.
Next, odds it's nokov and ayadim. Let's say a flower pot that's nokov. It's mamish hard like a rock.
Yeah, yeah.
But mamish has a hole. Someone it make a hole. Odds it's nokov. Ain't a mamish as a mamish as roim. Mikam moshe banim lo abel mukli lo mukli adam moshe as roim. Mikam gilam mukli nokov. Chashuv kim mukobar mukutz. Because anything which grows in the kli nokov chashuv kim mukobar kagaka.
But okay.
What? Right. The ains roy makabulim lehechshul tuma uvushem tuma detached. The apairs at luchem in makabulim lehechshul. What?
It's not if it has a hole in it.
Yeah, so anything that grows inside is mukumukum lekarka.
It should be tar.
Exactly.
Okay.
So instead of something that it's tar, it's not susceptible to tuma.
Correct.
So the ain the apairs at luchem in makabulim as lehechshul hechshul me'amayim shebesoychay. And therefore, if there's water inside of the utensil,
so therefore it's not machshir.
You have a real flower pot that
doesn't have a hole.
Machshir es hazroyim machshirim shebein
hazroyim
magdilim bein amayim shebesoychay. Kamahu shiur. Shell neck. What is the hole? The minimum size of a hole that is going to make the mechubal karka be otzit sheyikor otznakov kidei sheyetsi by sherish cotton. It has a small root. Sheim yesh be otzit nekev kol shehu yochel otzit by sherish cotton. Hareiz otzit znakov next mil molehu shel otzit sheim nakov otzit molehu es otzit sheim nakov. You filled up. Nay halach molehu. If you filled up to fill up. As what? As so otitz, a flower pot
that doesn't have a hole in it. She'ein
oy naku, but has no hole in it. Okay, a flower pot.
Yeah, so it's not connected to the ground. Go ahead.
And therefore, offer al sifas, a heaping measure of earth overflows its rim. Eresh al yidei kach bitlo mitoras kli. It's no longer the utensil. Why not? It's like a tablet, which has no rim, around it. Kiluach shel cheresh ein loy maskeres, a border. She'ein lemekabel tuma mishum she'ein loy toich. It doesn't have an inside. If you have a tablet, you have a tray. The tray is has no inside. It's not mekabel tuma. If otet zeh hamoli afar hoil ve'ein loy toich, and no longer has a toich. Because you filled it all up to the very, very top. Mail Hamayim Shaboy can go in Meh Geshanim, Shiyardu Olav Hashum Kimchubodim Lakarkov, Einam Makabal Machshunim Sajom Lakabal Tuma. So let's look at the picture. The picture over here shows over here, Clay Glover, Clay Adama. Okay, either made from the Tsoyas Havakar or made from Stam, earth that has not been Nitzrifuli Kishan. So it's mechubal karka because it's going to penetrate. Maybe this is called mechubal karka. It's not hushal kabel tuma. This is not acceptable. And the water inside of it cannot make it into tameh. Okay, that's klei golem. Shoshim yichamot l'shalom in machshon l'tzadon. Next, now let's say there's examples. Let's say hechshotum klosh mechubar. You give you the basic laws. Hechshotuma. If you have it detached from the ground, kishnos amayim ala eichel hushal hechul kabel tuma. Now with that share it touches it, it's tameh. Hamayim in machshim echol mechubar. You pour water upon something attached to the ground. It's not hushal kabutama. Mayim mechubam in machshim echol tolosh. Water that's attached to the ground cannot possibly be machshir as a zera. Naikis. Otze tznakov. Oh, it's perforated. Yeah. This is solid stuff. This is good stuff.
Part of the kaka.
Hashosel mechubar. The shosel, the plinth called mechubar. But mayim in machshim echol mechubar. Mayim cannot be machshir. This is called kaka. Adama, mechubadim. The Adama,
mechubadim.
We may have the shan in mechubadim because of the water inside the mechubar. The Eidah Machshim is like a kibbutz. If a bean over here, and it rains on it, and it rains upon it, because water is not there, it came Adama, it's going to be a shevis, it's going to be a mechubadim. It's not Machshim. Now, It's not detached. This is Ein Nachruf. Ein Machshus as well. This is also Ein Nachruf. That's not Nachruf.
So it should be.
Ein Machshus as well. That means Hashas with Talush. To detach my Machshus. Machshus. For Adama Talushim, who may have Gashamim, the way we want Machshus. Now, here's the next case.
The last case.
What's the shear? The shear is a neck, a shorish cotton. Shorish cotton, yaitse derech karka, so it's in the smallest suit to penetrate the wall, okay? Kashiach bats neck, a kashiach, a shorish cotton, 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 a lasbeis. What's here is a tavla she'ein lo lizvos, a tavla she'ein lo bifanis, a tablet has no walls. Offer haroya es avia. Here you have over here a tablet. You have a mound of earth, and you have a plant. Is this called mukhuba lekarko or not? Offer haroya es avia. Before we go to shemayim, she still has zod of zed dina kizur be'artetz nakuv. It's mechuba lekarka.
Why?
Because since it has no walls on the side, and the mound sees the avir.
This is also considered.
Yes, that's the yeah. Exactly the same exact thing.
Good.
You have a tavla.
Good.
You have a mound of earth.
Go ahead.
It's called mechuba lekarka.
Yeah.
Now I have an artet she'ein oy nakuv.
Yeah.
If it's not nakuv, you would say that it's completely detached from the ground. But if you fill it up with earth all the way to the top,
yeah,
like this,
then it's mound, like a mound.
Like a mound, it's considered mechuba lekarka. That's the
finish. Oh, and wait, the finish is also that the plant is not in the bottom part over here.
I don't make a difference.
I think so. Yeah, it says,
okay, Dina Kizru, but it's not very fine.
This is on the top part over here.
On top part. So even though it's completely detached from the ground, It will not allow the seeds that are planted within them to be hooked to the carbon because it's considered mechuba lekarka. The mela, it's protected because it's soft. Let's say it's hard, but it's nakuv, zelbuzach. If it's an artist nakuv, in a machshir says rain. It will not allow what's planted inside to be hooked to the carbon because it's
from the earth.
From the earth. Let's say v'shei al v'shei nakuv. The machshir says rain. Then machshir is separate.
Kamu shir shal mekev
kedei shei tzei v'shei shkotan. Let's say mil avu. Read the word.
Mil
offer al sefasai.
Keep it so far away.
Mil avu offer al sefasai. If you fill up, you fill it up on top, and fill up, you fill up the artist like this al sefasai. Then harehu kitavla she'ein lo lizbeis. It becomes like this a tavla she'ein lo lizbeis, which is.
Doesn't have any sides.
Sides. Miskeres. Yeah. And this base is a miskeres, a border.
Yeah.
A border. Then as a status being mechuba lekarka.
Beautiful.
If it's mechuba lekarka, it's going to be not hokshu lekabel tomo. Now, what I'm going to tell you is that a person.